You're listening to SBS News.
Christy McBain will become the next federal member for the southeastern New South Wales seat. The Eden Monaro by-election was contested amid the backdrop of a global pandemic and recession in a region still reeling from the effects of bushfire and drought. Labor's candidate vows to amplify the voices of her new constituents in Parliament.
It's going to be a big job, but I'm ready to hit the ground running. I know all of the mayors across this region. I know all of the state members. I'm prepared to work with everybody because right now what we need to see is action and outcomes for the people of Eden Monaro. No region has suffered more than Eden Monaro on the back of droughts, bushfire and now COVID-19. And we actually need to get on and plan for the future of these communities, and that's what I want to get done.
The former mayor of Bega claimed victory over 13 other contenders to become the first woman ever to hold the seat. She beat Liberal candidate Fiona Kotvoyes, who was defeated at the last election by Labor's Mike Kelly, who retired due to health reasons. Ms. McBain says the election was fought on local issues, including bushfire relief and the economic impact of COVID-19. But many saw the election as a test of Anthony Albanese's leadership, calling into question his future as head of the Labor Party. Mr. Albanese denies it was ever an issue as he renews calls for further economic support from the government.
We said the people of Eden Monaro should send the government a message. They've done that. I just hope the government receives it. They declared victory at half time last night. I'm not quite sure what counts they were looking at, but the government needs to listen to the suffering that is occurring on the ground in Eden Monaro. And Christy McBain will make sure that those voices are heard.
While postal vote counting has not finished, Ms. McBain is confident she has won by a slim but sufficient margin. Australian Electoral Commission figures show Ms. McBain claimed 50.85% of votes on a two-party preferred basis, while Dr. Kotvoyes scored 49.15%. Labor's primary vote has fallen by over 3% since the last election, while the Liberals enjoyed a swing of more than 1%. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says despite Labor's victory, the results are underwhelming.
A fantastic results for us, but a devastating result for Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party. A 3% swing against them. Albanese practically moved to the electorate 23 different visits. He threw the book at this, and you could see that on the polling booths. On the day, you could see it on the advertising on television.
Labor has narrowly avoided becoming the first opposition government in 100 years to lose a seat to the government in a by-election. Labor frontbencher Joel Fitzgibbon admits the party needs to lift its primary vote.
It's a bit of an ugly win for us, I can see, but it's a win just the same. It was a difficult election for us. The advantages of incumbency, for example, was an enormous hurdle to overcome.
Mr. Fitzgibbon says despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison's record approval ratings during COVID-19, it's failed to translate to a higher primary vote. Mr. Morrison said on Twitter, "With history against us, the strong performance of the Liberal primary vote in an expanded field in a by-election held by the opposition is welcome." Regardless of the result, there is still much to do right across Eden Monaro, and as a government, we remain committed to that task. Speaking to supporters in Queanbeyan on election night, Dr. Kotvoyes emphasised the need for love, care and respect in the community.
Now, if we keep doing that as a society, we are going to come out of all of this stronger than we were when we went in. And that is the Australia I want to be part of. That is the Eden Monaro. I want to come out of all of this. And that is the Eden Monaro and the Australia that I will continue to work for, regardless of the outcome of this election.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.